This is Bill Demarest, greeting you to Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Armour and Company.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Today, on behalf of its revolutionary new product, Dial Deodorant Soap, Armour & Company and its thousands of dealers all over the country present a human radio play titled The Town Constable, starring one of your favorite Hollywood stars, Bill Demarest. And speaking of stars...
Hey, I don't want to interrupt anything, but do you happen to have any turpentine around here?
Bill Demarest, what on earth do you want with turpentine?
Well, I get a little paint on
it. A little paint? Bill, you look like a Dolly Sunset.
Yeah, I am kind of smeary.
What happened to you?
Well, it's this way. You see, a couple of weeks ago, Alan Ladd invited me to his housewarming, and now I feel I'd like to reciprocate. So, you know, I figured I'd redecorate my room and invite him to a room warming.
I'd like to see that room.
Well, maybe I'm not so good at painting. You know, fishing is my hobby.
Now you're talking my language. Caught anything lately?
Well, next Monday I start my ninth year of trying to catch a marlin. You see, I belong to the no-catch marlin club.
An honest fisherman.
Well, I don't know about that, but we fish two in a boat and we cut cards to see who fishes off starboard and who fishes off port side. But no matter which side I draw, the guy on the other side catches the fish and I get nothing.
Well, maybe this time you'll get your marlin.
What? And break my record? Look, you talk about Armour & Company, and let me run my no-catch marlin club.
Okay, Bill, we'll change the subject. What's your latest Paramount picture?
Well, I did Red Hot and Blue with Betty Hutton and Sorrowful Jones with Bob Hope.
That's wonderful, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, from the look on your face, that's not all that's wonderful. You look as though you're bubbling over with enthusiasm about something, Frank. Now, what gives?
Armour & Company, of course.
Oh, yes, I know, but...
There's something really new and different. Mm. Listen.
Be fresh all over.
Fresh all day.
The safe and easy Dial way.
Yes, Dial soap. D-I-A-L. Dial is the first and only really effective deodorant soap in all history. Dial is amazingly different. It actually stops odor before it starts, because Dial removes skin bacteria that cause perspiration odor. For Dial alone, among soaps, contains AT7, the only ingredient known that keeps its antiseptic power effective in soap. This great new Dial soap stops odor so surely, it is unconditionally guaranteed to keep you fresh around the clock. Not just underarm, but all over. Think what this means right now during these hot summer months. And there's no embarrassing medicinal odor. This new Dial soap smells good. So get next to the newest, nicest way to stay fresh all day. Yes.
Be fresh all over.
Fresh all day.
The safe and easy Dial way.
Now it's time for The Town Constable, starring Bill Demarest as Willie Riddle. Curtain going up. You know, the backbone of civilization is the family. And the Riddles are one family who might put a crick in the backbone of civilization. Our story begins in the Riddle household. It is early evening, and Mrs. Riddle goes about quietly preparing her little menage for an important event.
Willie! Willie, what on earth are you doing here?
Play my cello, or perhaps that's too much of a straightforward answer to your question.
You've got to get dressed for the banquet.
I know it, but I'm nervous.
Well, that noise isn't going to soothe your nerves.
Well, why do you think I'm playing my cello? It's great for my nerves.
It grates on my nerves, too.
No, now, why do you talk like that, Irene? Before we were married, you liked it.
Of course, dear. But you should start getting dressed.
All right, but my pants need pressing.
Well, hand them to me, and I'll take them down and press them.
Okay. But you know, Irene, I was just thinking. I have a sneaking suspicion I'm in the rut.
Why?
Why, this is my ninth consecutive term as town constable. And what have I got to look forward to?
Your tenth term.
Yeah, that's just it. I'm in the rut. Life is just one term after another.
But, darling, you put up such a fight to win.
I know it. I put up a brilliant fight. Using all my imagination, courage, skill, and daring, I snowed under all my opponents. And what do I have? The same darn job I started when I started.
You know, dear, the man you admire most isn't much more than a town constable himself. You always said that.
Oh, you mean J. Edgar Hoover? Yeah, you're right. He just works in a bigger league.
He doesn't get bored with the same job all the time.
That's right, and neither does his boss, Mr. Truman.
Mr. Hoover puts hundreds of prisoners in Alcatraz.
Yeah, and I put Mr. Pliny in jail every Saturday night.
When Mr. Pliny gets drunk and thinks this town is at war and he's the atom bomb, he's a menace and should be locked up. People have to be protected here the same as any place else.
Yeah, I couldn't let his old lady get her hands on him.
So, you see, your job here is important, too.
You're right, Irene. And believe me, I'm going to make this town proud of the name of Riddle.
I'll press your pants now and see how the children are coming along.
Okay, but I just want to play my cello a few minutes more. please remember, on men's pants, the crease goes from front to back, not side to side.
Yes, dear.
And please lay down the law to Bobby. Tell her to behave herself tonight. I don't want to be disgraced.
I'll see that your daughter behaves herself.
Operator! Operator! Oh, hello, Nellie. How are you? Will you get Ulysses? It's an emergency. Oh, if old Baldy ever finds out about this. Oh, hello, Ulysses. Is this you?
It's me, Bobby.
Listen, Ulysses, we're in trouble. Yep, we're in for it. Well, you know what we did. Footprints. Footprints in wet cement. Our footprints in front of the school. And the principal, old Baldy Hilltop, knows all about it. He knows our secret club did it. And that it was all my idea. What do you mean, how'd he know? He can read, can't he? When we finished, I put our extra special Hope to Spit secret sign on it. I know everybody knows that. Can I help it if I'm impetuous? Well, yeah. And if I know old Baldy, he'll prefer criminal charges against every single member of the Hearts and Flowers of the Crusade Club. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. But if I get 10 years, I'll be 20 by the time I get out of jail.
Roberta?
Well, goodbye, Ulysses. It was nice to chat with you.
I've been calling you for the past 5 minutes, Roberta.
Have you? I'll start getting ready right away, Mom.
Well, you'd better. After all, they don't give your dad a testimonial banquet every day. Imagine his being elected constable for the 9th consecutive term.
You know, Mom, I wonder if Dad doesn't get a little tired of being a cop.
Constable, not cop. Besides, he enjoys his work, Roberta, so don't ever say that.
I wonder if he'll enjoy his work for the next few days.
Oh, stop talking nonsense and get dressed.
Do you think Dad would carry out his duty to the point of putting a member of his own family in jail?
Will you please go and get dressed?
Okay, okay. But you know something? I think he would.
Takes, Willie, are you still playing?
Oh, I'm thinking.
Well, you shouldn't, dear. You know it always gives you a headache. Now, here are your trousers. Put them on.
All right. Thanks. There. Now, how do I look?
Lumpy.
I do?
Oh, here. What's this under your coat?
Shh. I got the idea from the FBI. It's one of those new Polaroid cameras.
Willie, where'll you find any bears to take pictures of?
Oh, no, Mother. This gadget takes and develops a picture all in a minute. I have it with me all the time. Then there's my billy club and my gun.
Darling, no.
Darling, yes. I gotta wear these things. Semper paralysis. Always ready. That's me.
William?
Which lapel should I wear my star on?
Well, I think it'd be nice inside your jacket.
And hide the badge in my office? Make people think I'm ashamed of the symbol of their trust in me? Don't you think it would look good, dear?
No, I don't think so.
Mother! Oh, Mother!
Oh, there's Priscilla. I'll go see what she wants. Well, what is it, Priscilla?
Oh, Mother, I'm in a dilemma. I can't find but one long glove. What shall I do?
Let's try finding the other long glove. Where'd you leave them?
Right here in the drawer. I think Roberta had something to do with this. She hasn't given me any peace since she found out the right-hand glove shook hands with a boy who shook hands with Alan Ladd.
Mm.
Oh, dear, imagine me going to a formal occasion without gloves. And there's no telling who'll be there tonight. Maybe even Chadsworth Brown.
Oh, he'd never even get to looking at your gloves.
Oh, Mother, short gloves with this dress?
It doesn't seem proper, but let's look it up. Now, where's Fanny Fleming's fancy fashion guide?
Oh, right there on the bed table.
While you two are consulting the book, would you be so kind as to see what Fanny says about a common everyday problem like where a constable should wear his star when he is attired in evening attire?
Oh, there's the phone, and we're so late.
Oh, never mind.
Well, what's got into her all of a sudden? Imagine her running to answer the phone. Mm.
What did you find out in the book about the badge?
You can wear short gloves.
I will not.
Oh, well, that's a relief, isn't it, Mother? Oh, I do so want to be entirely proper. What would Chadsworth think?
What about my badge?
Well, there's nothing about badges.
The things you two women squander my money on. What good is a fashion guide that doesn't tell where to wear a badge?
Well, at least we know I can wear short gloves.
Maybe you'd be better off without them. I can remember when you were 16 and wore those long gloves for the first time. You left them on when you ate fried chicken.
Priscilla's a lady now, Dad. But let's hurry. We'll be late.
I wonder if I checked those tires.
Shh, not so loud, Dad. Roberta's talking on the phone.
So what? She can't hear us.
I know, but we can't hear her either.
Come on, let's go now.
I wanted to talk to Dad, Ulysses, but I can't. He's surrounded by spies, and we can't rub them out.
It's my sister, Priscilla.
What? Well, don't be so cold-blooded.
Now, listen, here's what I want you to do. Check all the trains, the timetables. Find out when the freights leave. We're getting hotter than a pistol. We'll have to take it on the lam.
Oh.
Dad, Mom. I'm not calling them. They're here. So long, Ulysses.
Roberta, what on earth?
Bobby, what is this? What was all that talk about pistols and taking it on the lam?
Well, I was telling Ulysses about the movie I saw last Saturday.
Why, you didn't go to a movie last Saturday. Remember, you had to stain and wash the blanket you used to make smoke signals with.
You mind your own business.
Roberta, tell us what this is all about.
Come on, Bobby, tell us.
Boy, is the heat on.
Some friends of mine are in trouble. The school board is after them.
Well, just what kid is the school board after?
Me.
What?
And the rest of the Hearts and Flowers of the Crusades Club.
What did you do, wall play hooky again?
Worse than that.
Oh, Bobby, what are we going to do with you?
Well, let's just worry about what they're going to do with me.
Bobby, what did you do?
Oh, I put my footprints in the fresh cement walk in front of the school. And now my prints and the feet of every club member are in that fresh cement. And our principal knows who did it.
How awful. What will Mr. Hilltop say?
He said some of it already.
No, we'll never live this down.
Do you know what this means?
I'm in trouble.
Roberta, how could you?
It was easy.
Defacing public property. That's serious. It's a criminal offense.
Okay, no need to put the handcuffs on me. I'll go quietly.
Oh, what will Chadsworth say?
William, I just had a horrible thought. Isn't Homer Hilltop, Bobby's principal, making the congratulatory speech at the banquet tonight?
Oh, no. Oh, Irene, he is. Oh, this is embarrassing.
And me so vulnerable with these short gloves on.
Curtain falls on Act One of The Town Constable, starring Bill Demarest. In just a moment, he'll be back with Act Two. So, this is just a moment for our own minute movie.
Tramp, 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 the boys are marching.
And they're marching right past your door, honey. You should use
Dial, the first and only really effective deodorant soap. Dial stops odor before it starts.
And Dial smells good.
Yes, Dial smells good. Not strong, not sissy. New Dial is amazingly different from any other soap. Doesn't hide odor with strong medicinal smells. New Dial soap removes the major cause of perspiration odor, the skin bacteria that thrive on perspiration. For Dial alone, among soaps, contains AT7, the only ingredient known to keep its antiseptic power effective in soap. That's why Dial actually stops odor before it starts. Gives you safe, sure protection, not just underarm, but all over. Why this new Dial soap is so wonderfully effective, it is unconditionally guaranteed to keep you fresh round the clock. And Dial is so gentle, it's perfect for complexions, too. In fact, this one great new Dial soap is all you need in the bathroom for the whole family. So during this hot summer weather especially, enjoy this newest, nicest way to stay fresh all day. Yes.
Be fresh all over.
Fresh all day.
The safe and easy Dial way.
Get Dial, D-I-A-L, Dial deodorant soap at any drug, department, or grocery store today. Here is Act Two of The Town Constable, starring Bill Demarest as Willie Riddle. Yes, the Riddles went to the banquet in honor of Mr. Riddles being elected town constable for the ninth consecutive term. But a more fidgety group of people would have been hard to find. What would the principal, old Baldy Hilltop, say in his congratulatory speech?
Willie, will you please stop fidgeting?
I just popped the back suspender on my...
That's nice. Now you know what you can do with your badge.
Okay, but I'd hate to have to flash the thing on some crook.
Roberta, can't you learn to keep your napkin on your lap?
What for? I don't eat on my lap.
Oh, Mother, she is impossible. Actually embarrassing. And me with short gloves on.
Oh, I wish you had boxing gloves on. I'd slug you.
Bobby, behave yourself. And stop bending that silver.
I'm straightening it out.
Who bent it?
Me.
Oh, by golly, then. They're motioning for me to stand up. I got to make my speech.
Well, go ahead, dear. Roberta, stop making faces at Mr. Hilltop.
I was smiling at him.
You don't smile with your tongue hanging out. Go ahead, Willie, stand up.
I can't. I've pinned my suspenders to the seat. And to conclude my speech... I want to say that I'd like to thank every single one of you who voted for me. And in the words of J. Edgar Hoover, crime does not pay. And now, I present my dear friend, Homer Hilltop.
Oh, creepers, that was a great speech. Only 5 people sleeping.
Well, you can take the credit for that. You and those paper wads.
Thank you. Thank you, friends. And Constable Riddle, I address you thus because you are all my friends. It is my privilege to cement relationships between our town constable and the rest of the citizenry. He is a man well worthy of his office. He has already mentioned his background, his wife, his two daughters, both of whom I know very well. Yes, very well. I taught Priscilla Riddle in school, and she was a very fine student.
Good for you, Priscilla.
And his youngest daughter is... in fact, she is at the moment still attending school. She also is a very fine daughter. Yes, in fact, she's quite a leader. Quite a leader among her fellow students and associates in various of her activities. I refer to us here also. We can cement relationships. The road to good intentions must be paved. We must all make repairs. Oh. Cement understandings immediately before it is too late. It is not given to everyone. In closing, please permit me to thank all you good law-abiding citizens for giving us that nice, new, unblemished cement sidewalk in front of the school. There is just one tiny detail now that needs attending to, and I'm sure that will be taken care of immediately. Thank you.
Come on, come on. Let's all do a fast fade.
Oh, Mr. Constable, may I talk to you just a moment?
No, absolutely not. I'm on my way home. Oh, Mr. Hilltop.
Riddle, what are you going to do about the cement sidewalk? Your daughter and her playmates mutilated.
Well, it seems to me she did mention that sidewalk in front of the school was a little soft these past few days.
Yes, yes, all her little friends found that out, too. The new sidewalk now has a collection of imprints of 9 sets of feet. What are you going to do about it, Counselor?
Do you want me to put my feet in it?
I believe defacing public property is a criminal offense.
Oh, you're so right.
I want these criminals brought to justice.
You know, I think those footprints, I think they were really a pretty good idea. Yes. That is what they were. That's splendid idea.
A splendid what? You have the unmitigated gall to stand there and tell me that...
Oh, come on now, Baldy. Come on, don't split a gusset. It's a great idea, having the footprints of your finest students permanently in the cement in front of the school. They will have something to show their posterity and children. Footprints in the sediment of time.
Listen, Riddle, even if it were a good idea, which it isn't, and we did place the footprints of the outstanding students of the Lafayette Consolidated School in cement, which we won't.
No?
Your daughter, Bobby, would most definitely not be included.
She wouldn't?
No.
You mean she isn't an outstanding student?
Outstanding, yes. Student, no.
Oh, Bill, there you are. I was looking for you. Oh, Mr. Hilltop, you made a wonderful speech.
Yes, I thought the Riddles would enjoy it. And now, what are you going to do about the more criminal member of the Riddle family?
Hey, listen, you dried-up old buzzard.
Huh?
When you call a member of my family a criminal, you're treading on dangerous ground.
What? Would you prefer that I take the subject up with the Board of Supervisors in the morning?
I'd like to take you apart, subject by subject, you good-for-nothing low-down.
Please, gentlemen, please. I'm sure Bill can fix that sidewalk tomorrow morning. He's so ingenious.
He'll fix it tonight or else.
Don't get that tone in your voice again, or I'll be arresting myself for assault and battery. You think I could fix it, Mom?
You've done things a lot harder than this, dear.
Okay. I'll fix it tonight.
I'll be by in the morning to check up. And you'd better do a good job.
I'd rather do a job on you.
Good night, Constable. Yeah. Have a pleasant evening.
Now, Bill, leave him alone. Remember, he's older than you are. Besides, you have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I need some cement and some sand, some gravel and a trowel and a cement mixer. Oh, this is so simple.
I just know you'll find a way to...
Oh, sure. Sand. Cement. Cement mixer. I got it. For the cement mixer, it's just the thing.
Let's find the car and get home. The children will be worrying.
The children will be worrying? What about me?
I never worry about you, dear. You're Bill Riddle.
Creepers, Dad, that's really hard work, isn't it? You're getting yourself all dirty, too. I never knew cement was so hard, did you?
Look, Bobby, I didn't want you to come along in the first place. But you insisted. Because it was your fault, you wanted to come along and help.
Daddy.
What?
I think in your tuxedo like that, you're the best dressed cement breaker upper in the whole world.
There. That does it. Finally got all the old cement out. Now we have to mix the new stuff.
What can I do?
Plug in the cement mixer.
What cement mixer, Daddy?
That cement mixer over there.
Well, that's Mama's washing machine.
Tonight, it's a cement mixer.
You've got cement all over your tuxedo. And look at your knees in the cement.
And how would you do it, young lady? On your elbows?
Well, I'd use a board to kneel on, like the cement men did.
Oh, yeah. I guess that would be neater. Someone must have taken the board away while I wasn't looking. Now, go home to bed, will you?
Okay, Daddy. Morning.
And me with a wonderful, glorious broken back.
Well, my back doesn't hurt, Daddy.
Now, isn't that odd?
Mom sent me over to see when you'd be through.
I just finished.
Golly, you've been working on that cement all night.
Any objections?
No.
You know, sometimes I wonder if you're really my own flesh and blood.
I brought you the morning paper, Daddy.
No, say, is my speech on the front page?
Well, one of your speeches is.
What do you mean, one of my speeches?
Well, you made it, but you didn't get credit for it.
Come on, let me see that paper.
Well, don't get mad at me.
Where? I don't see anything.
Right there on the front page about the Board of Education.
Oh, yeah. After the constable's banquet last night, the Board of Education held a meeting at the town hall.
That's it.
They acted and voted unanimously on a most brilliant suggestion offered by the principal, Mr. Homer Hilltop. He resigned.
Read on.
Mr. Hilltop suggested that the cement square in front of the school entrance be re-cemented and the footprints of the most outstanding scholars of the school be preserved in it for posterity. Oh.
Well, wait, Daddy, there's more. The board gave Mr. Hilltop a rousing cheer for his brilliant and original idea.
Oh.
And Daddy! They want footprints in the cement, not face prints.
Thank you, Bill Demarest. Before you return for a well-deserved bow, here's the easy answer to the problem of personal freshness.
Be fresh all over.
Fresh all day.
The safe and easy Dial way.
Yes, Dial, the first really effective deodorant soap, actually stops odor before it starts. It's unconditionally guaranteed to keep you fresh round the clock. Not just underarm, but all over. Because Dial soap containing AT7 removes the major cause of perspiration odor. There's no embarrassing medicinal odor. Dial smells good, not strong, not sissy. Men like Dial's rich protecting lather. Women welcome Dial's mild creaminess for complexions. Children, too, make Dial an instant favorite. For the newest, nicest way to stay fresh all day, get Dial deodorant soap at any drug, department, or grocery store. Yes.
Be fresh all over.
Fresh all day.
The safe and easy Dial way.
Bill Demarest, we all enjoyed your performance. Take a bow.
I can't. I got my suspenders pinned with my badge.
Step out of character, Bill. The play is over.
Oh, it's never over, Frank. Why, I'll bet that even now you're thinking about next week's show.
How could I help it?
Well, seeing that next week's armor star is going to be the gorgeous Virginia Bruce, I don't mind thinking about it myself.
And all of your listeners can join us because next week we're going to have Virginia Bruce with us in a play called That Time in Boston, the story of an undying friendship. Or was it?
I'll not only think about it, Frank, I'll be listening. And now it's time for me to leave, so goodbye, everybody. And thanks for being such a good audience.
Thanks, Bill, for a swell show. Stars Over Hollywood is produced by Dave Young. Bill Demarest's daughter, Bobby, was played by Norma Jean Nilsen. Script by Rick Bollertz, with special music by Del Castillo. This is Frank Goss saying the finest food you can give your dog is Dash, made by Armour & Company. It's fortified with liver, richest of all meats in quality proteins, minerals, and vitamins. Dogs know it. Dogs show it. And right there is the reason why the nation's leading dog trainers and handlers feed their dogs Dash. When these experts recommend Dash, you know it's wise to feed your dog Dash, the armor dog food fortified with liver. And now for Armor & Company and the Stars Over Hollywood show, this is Frank Goss reminding you to be sure and listen next Saturday for Miss Virginia Bruce in That Time in Boston. Stay tuned now for the Tony program, Give and Take, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles.